The 4Ps Radio Training School is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Foundation, helping to tackle social inclusion through their annual giving program. Find out more on the Island Roads website.
You're listening to Vector Shows right now. We've only got another half an hour. It's been a really enjoyable morning and a little bit of the afternoon. And Alicia's out there and coming back to, you know, her old school. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it's been, and obviously it's been an incredible morning.
It's been lovely to meet some of your old friends and meet some new ones. And obviously you get the chance to say goodbye to someone as well, because they're, you know, she's very quiet. She's not said anything. Hopefully, fingers crossed, she will next week on the show. But Marion is, well, it's okay to say, isn't it? You're retiring. And so we'll grab a chat about that next week. So be warned. Be prepared. Have a speech ready. I know that you've been a tower of strength. I've got to say this to you. You've been an absolute tower of strength, not just to me, to the station, and to these young people. I'm seeing it firsthand. Normally it's only three or four people, but today it's like lots of people, and you do a wonderful, wonderful job, and they will miss you. I guarantee they will miss you. And I'm sure Alicia misses you anyway, don't you, Alicia?
100%. I miss her every day.
What's the nicest thing about Marion?
Everything, like when I did performing arts, like the dancing and the act, like in rehearsals, just. And I want to say thank you, Marion, for giving me this best opportunity.
And look where you are now, and that's the biggest thanks of all, isn't it? I would imagine you looking back and seeing how these youngsters have gone from where they were to where they are now. I think it's wonderful. And we've just been joined by Ophelia inside the outside broadcast unit. And there's another one that's just about to fly the St. George's Nest. You're gonna leave school in, is it July?
Yes, it is July.
All right. So you're off to, where are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to HTP afterwards to do an apprenticeship at the Royal Hotel.
How marvellous is that?
And
you've been working there for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I think it's about 2 years now, and it's been amazing, and I'm just so proud of myself for doing it.
Because
it's given me a whole load of responsibility.
Good for you. I mean, yeah. I can't believe it. When you turned up at Vectis Radio,
yeah.
Your mum told this story that they had to drag you and you were kicking and screaming because you didn't want to come.
Yeah, I didn't. At first, I was really nervous. I used to have really bad anxiety, but I'm honestly so glad that I did it.
I mean, look at you now. You did radio for a long period of time. Yeah. And people did, you know, it's not necessarily you get into radio and then you have a radio career. What radio does is build your confidence.
Yes.
And communication skills.
Yes, it does.
And I look at you now and you sat there and you're not nervous at all.
No.
You're confident.
Yeah.
And that set you on your way to go and do, you know, bigger and better things. I think it's wonderful what you've achieved.
Oh, thank you.
I really do. I mean, it's something that's just stood out for a lot of people. You and your brother you were in a video, in a film.
Yes, we were.
That we did for the BBC.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've done a lot for us, but I think we've done a lot for you and all.
Yeah, honestly, I can't thank you enough for the confidence you've given me. Oh, sorry, I'm getting emotional now.
Oh, don't get emotional. That's lovely. It really is. I just think it's a lovely thing to be able to do. And when I look back at my early radio career, I used to go to work, take the money and go home. And I wouldn't get involved in anything like this.
Yeah.
And the idea came from, this is all Marion's fault. When it comes down to the 4Ps, I can kind of blame her for the whole thing, because Marion got in touch in about 2011, 2012, brought down Judd Phillips.
Oh.
Now, I don't know whether you know Judd Phillips or you remember him. He's probably about sort of 29, 30 now, because it's some time ago. I think he was 18 when he came down, so it was 12 years ago. Yes, he's about 30, unbelievably. And he was the chap that came in, first of all, from St. George's. There was no 4Ps. He just came in on work experience, and we worked with Judd for 6 weeks. Then he came back for another 6 weeks, and I just had this idea that we could do this. We could build confidence and communication in young people. So that's where the idea came from. So it's lovely to come back here to do an outside broadcast and say goodbye to Marion at some point, because it's all her fault. All right. Is there anyone you want to say hello to?
Not really.
Not really? All right.
Actually, I'd like to say hello to my parents. Lisa and Jonathan Haycott at all, because they have also been a massive support to me, both with Vectis Radio and also me getting a job as well.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant you remember them as well, because lots of kids don't, you know, don't want to talk about their parents.
Mm-hmm.
but I think it's fantastic what you've achieved. Well done.
Thank you.
And good luck with the apprenticeship.
Thank you.
And I really hope you have a lovely last day at the school, because I would imagine that's going to be quite tough for you.
Yeah.
But I would imagine it's going to be also quite nice for you, because you're moving on to the next level of your life, which is great. Your next chapter.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. And give my regards to your mum and dad, and also your brother as well. Do you just want to mention Jasper?
Yeah.
Jasper's, he's doing, what is he going to do?
Well, he's currently at college. He goes to Solent University, and I'm honestly not sure what he wants to do in career-wise, but I'm honestly not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we've got to go, because I don't think there's anybody else to talk to, is there? I think they've all gone. They've all gone in there for their dinner and think they'll, in a minute, they'll be in the queue to go home. What time do you actually close here at St George's? About 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock. All right, so there's a little while yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, look, thanks, Ophelia, and good luck with the future. And stay in touch.
Yeah, I will stay in touch. I stay in touch with Kelvin. I still have his number, so...
I know he goes out the Royal a lot.
Does he?
I think we went out there one time and you were there and you were quite surprised to see us.
Did I see
you?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I've got money. All right, then, so we're going to play out with... what are we going to play? Into a break with some Elvis Costello. And then that's it. Thank you very much for putting up with us here today. We shall be hopefully returning soon. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed back before the summer break. And you've got to go back as you got to go. What are you doing now, Alicia, for the rest of the day?
So I've got to go to my work experience at Oxfam.
Oh right, where's that now? Where's Oxfam now in Newport?
Yeah, somewhere in Newport.
Somewhere in Newport. So you got work experience there?
Yeah.
All right, you kept that quiet, didn't you? So you what? Do you, how many? Is that a first session, or is it the first time you've been, or have you been there a lot?
I started like probably about a month ago now, and I'm there from 1 to 4.
Good grief. There is a lady that left school, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but when you were getting ready, roughly about 2 years ago, how incredible was this? 2 years ago, I asked you, because you were going to go up the college, I asked you if you ever been up the college, and you said, no, not really, not by yourself. And you weren't travelling anywhere by yourself, were you? And now you go everywhere by yourself, don't you?
Indeed.
I just think that's amazing.
I've accomplished so much. Like, I went to the Life Festival last year, and it was just, I overcome my fear of crowds and everything. I'm so proud.
Oh, so am I. And so you should be as well. I think that's an absolutely lovely story to end on. Thank you, Alicia, for being co-host today. Thank you, Kelvin, as well, because he's been doing a fantastic job in the background. He's the reason why we're here. He plugs it all in and makes it work. Otherwise, it wouldn't. We'd be sat here with... that sort of noise.